Assalamu alaikum. My name is Fatma Sabir and I'm the host of your Muslim Girl podcast. This is your safe space to come and get advice and we can all learn and grow together. So if you're a new time listener, welcome. Alhamdulillah, super excited to have you here. If you're an old time listener, you're going to know I've been a little MIA. So jazakallah khairan for your patience with me. But alhamdulillah, we are back. And today's topic is friendship, which I'm actually excited to talk about because I feel like there's definitely some insight that I've learned. And I've also noticed that you tend to like it when I do talk about friendship. So if someone requested this episode, you know who you are. Jazakallah khairan for reaching out and giving me that the podcast request, because it's definitely an important one, especially in this day and age where, you know, haram is so pervasive. And a means of the haram reaching you can be through your friends. So before we get right into today's episode, I want to talk about what I learned this week. So when, actually over the weekend, I had the opportunity to go to Dr. Haifa Yunus's talk in my city. And so alhamdulillah, that was, you know, really, really good learning experience. And so one of the main things that I took away from it is, how do you know that you have a pure heart? Because, you know, there's a lot of ayat that talk about, okay, you know, you need to have a pure heart, or hadith that talk about that. So what are the signs that you have a pure heart? And so what Dr. Haifa Yunus says was, you know you have a pure heart, qalbun salim, when your thoughts and your desires are in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from you. Your thoughts and your desires are in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Okay. So that's the sign that you have a pure heart. And so sometimes, you know, like we hear the phrase, okay, you need to have a qalbun salim, but what does that mean? You know, how do I know I'm starting to get there? You know, and so having that definition, knowing, okay, this is what I need to be in order to have a qalbun salim. And this is a continuous journey, right? We're all going to screw up. That's just going to happen. I mean, we were made as human beings imperfect. So it's always going to be a constant struggle for us. However, knowing that helps us start to cut out the things that can mess with us getting there. You know, and having friends who mess with you getting there is also a huge problem. And that leads me to my quote, where it says, a true friend accepts who you are, but also helps you become who you should be. Anonymous. And so I thought this was really interesting. It's not a quote by a Muslim, but when you have a good friend and their aim is also Jannah, they want to help you get there too, right? Where you two become a source of support for each other. Okay, you know, how can we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together, right? And they're going to foster different conversations where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the focus, or the underlying principle of your friendship is deen. Okay, that's the best kind of friend that you can have. Where, you know, there's this very famous hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, which is narrated by Abu Hurairah, a man follows the religion of his friend. So each one should consider whom he makes his friends. And this is found in Abu Dawood. But it's a scary hadith to think about sometimes, right? Like, you are so directly impacted by who your friends are. Right? On the day of judgment, you are going to be with the people who you love. So you need to think, okay, the people who I love, are they good people? Right? And this encompasses friends. Do you love good people? And what's the metric for a good person? Right? That's definitely a valid question to have. How do I know if this person is a good person? Right? And typically, what you want to be looking for, there are a couple of things you should be looking for. Okay, how do they respond when you bring up religion? Okay, are they like, yeah, you know, like, let's have this open conversation. Let's talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's discuss these things, you know. Let's grow together. Is that their response? Or do they kind of shy away from that, shut things down? You get the idea. People will give you an impression of how they feel about deen. Okay. And then also, be on the lookout for their behavior, okay? Because a person truly is how they act, not necessarily how they say they act, right? Actions are much more indicative of who a person is than their words. So look at a person. How do they behave? How are they talking about people? Are they gossiping? Are they backbiting? You know, and so that'll tell you, okay, this is a person I shouldn't be around. You know? So given all of that, let's go down into the steps on how to, inshallah, you know, have good friends, meet good friends. Okay? So first things first, always, always, always make dua. Because nothing happens without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? And there's this hadith that's narrated in Tirmidhi by Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu, where he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it used to be from a supplication of Dawood alayhi salam that he would say, O Allah, indeed I ask you for your love and the love of those who love you and for the action that will cause me to attain your love, O Allah. Make your love more beloved to me than myself, my family, and cold water. And so this is, yes, a dua for Allah's love, but it's also a dua for people that are going to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So you having that inner circle, once again, this hadith proves your friends are going to be so important in forming who you are. And what's more important to your life than deen? Nothing. So you need to make sure that you're constantly asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for righteous companions. Right? And it's better to be alone than it is to be in the company of bad people. Because at least when you're alone, you have Allah. Right? But if you're in the company of bad people, who's the next person that's going to be there? Shaitan. Right? So whose company would you rather be in? You know, think about it. Like, you don't want to be in the company of people who invite Shaitan to join them. Right? It's just better to be alone. Be alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, trust Him to take care of you. Constantly ask for good friends, but say you don't have any friends around you that are amazing right now. Okay, trust in that. Don't ever sacrifice your deen for the sake of having friends. Because those friends can directly harm your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially if they're close friends, right? And that's why it's hard for us to have close non-Muslim friends where you can love them as much as you want. But ultimately, the values are still going to be a little different. Their viewpoint's still going to be a little different because they don't have the same basis as you. Their core, what drives them, isn't the same, right? And sometimes it's a hard lesson to learn, but truly, you're not going to have as fulfilling or as fruitful a relationship with someone who isn't Muslim as you will with your Muslim sister. I can tell you this from experience. You know, and yeah, does that mean that you can't have non-Muslim friends? No, absolutely not. But understand that there is a limit, right? There are going to be times where you disagree, and that is why they shouldn't be your closest friends, okay? I'm not saying you need to cut everybody off and, you know, all of that, but just understand, you know, use your common sense here. Okay, there are going to be times when you disagree with some things that these people say. And that just means they're not going to be as close to you. And that's okay. Not everybody you meet has to be your bestie, okay? Not everybody you meet should be your bestie. Because, again, your friends directly impact who you are. And I've heard that the five people you spend your most time around make up who you are. You know? So, ponder on that. Okay, who are the five people I'm spending my most time around? Who are the five friends I spend the most time around? And are they people that I would be happy to claim on the Day of Judgment? Like, Ya Rab, that's my friend. You know? So you have to put these things into perspective and really understand that, yeah, this is, you have these friends in this dunya. But those friends impact your akhirah. Okay? And so, moving on from this, the next thing you want to look into is if you're a good friend yourself. Because 9 times out of 10, you get drawn to people who are similar to you. Okay? I know people say, opposites attract and whatever. And sure, to some extent that's true. But ultimately, the values and the personality and the beliefs, those are what draw you to other people. And so if you have some problems that you know you need to work on and you see that your friends have those same problems, you guys might not be a good fit for each other. Okay. And that's going to take active work. And I've said this before, be the friend that you'd want to have. Be the friend you'd want to have. Okay, what traits are you looking for in a friend? Are you looking for loyalty? Are you looking for reliability? Are you looking for someone who's deen focused? Become those things. Right? Because inshallah, you're going to start being surrounded by those people. And those people who are on par with that are going to want to spend time with you. Because why would a person who's trying to put deen first, trying to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, hang out with someone who might harm their deen? You know, and that's not to say you have to be perfect before you go to look friends. Again, not what I'm saying. But you have to be cognizant of how good a friend you are as well. So now that you've become more aware of the kind of person that you are and the kind of people that are, you know, around you and the kind of people that might kind of seek your friendship, it's also time to take stock of your environment. Is your environment something that is conducive to you having good friends? Like, is the environment you're in helping you find good friends? And if it's not, if there are people that, again, have a tendency to backbite, have a tendency to gossip, you know, do things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't like, it's time for you to change your environment. Because your environment, again, is also a key indicator of how you are going to behave. It's going to have a huge impact on your deen. And so if the environment you're in is not fostering the people that you'd want to be friends with, then chances are your environment also needs to change. So then go to the masjid. You know, go for youth programs. The people that are going there typically tend to be ones that want to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. You'll get the occasional girl that, you know, maybe went there because her friends are going or her parents forced her. But typically, you're going to be finding people that love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that want to help the Muslim community. And so you have to change your environment to see a change in the people, right? You can't expect the same environment to produce high caliber friends if you've seen consistently that it doesn't. Or that the environment that you're in, the people that frequent that place just are not on par with the type of friends you'd want to have, right? Albert Einstein says, insanity is just doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result. You have to change the action in order for the result to change, right? So take a look at the kind of environment that you're in. And so now that you've taken all of this into account, okay, you know, making dua, taking a look at the people that you're around, understanding, okay, there are limits with the closeness of friends I can have with people that aren't Muslim, understand the type of friend that you are, and now you're looking at the people that are around you, and you're like, okay, like, I want to start becoming friends with this person. You know, you're still new, you're kind of acquaintances at this point. There's a way to start weeding out the people that you don't necessarily want to be friends with even now, okay? And the way you do this is through a couple of things, right? People aren't necessarily out and out going to tell you exactly what they're like. But if they do, believe them, okay? If they profess to a bad habit, okay, believe them. Don't say, oh no, maybe they'll change. You know, I've heard people do that when they're looking for a guy in marriage as well. But believe that person, okay? Believe what that person says, okay? When it comes to the bad things, because typically people don't necessarily out and out just describe how they are. But that's where you being observant and looking at their behavior and looking at how they talk to others, looking at their values, the way those values manifest themselves in their behavior, that's where that comes in. Or you have to observe, okay, how are they talking about people? What are the types of things they're talking about? If a girl passes by, are they like, oh my gosh, you know, I love her outfit. Like, mashallah, she's so beautiful. Or are they intent upon tearing people down? You know, what are the things that they're talking about? Are they backbiting? Is there focus on people? You can discern a lot of information about people from the way that they talk. Okay, especially in the way that they talk about others. Right, especially when they think that no one's around to hear them. If you have a person who just tries not to talk about people at all, chances are they're going to be a better friend, right? So again, you know, like, ask yourself these questions. Do they profess any bad habits? you know, any like major bad habits that you want to steer clear from? Do they get uncomfortable when you mention Allah? I have noticed this. Okay, in this day and age, it's very easy to become very superficial because social media is bombarding us with superficial things. But if their focus is on becoming a better Muslim, if their focus is on appreciating the beauty of this world, you know, like that's like their interests, their focus is purely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then okay, you know, great. So make sure that you're asking yourself these questions. You need to be observant, okay? And you have to be active in how you choose your friends. You're not going to make the dua and then sit back, hey, Allah's going to drop a friend in your lap, because that's not how it's going to work, right? You have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you have to take the action first, right? You have to be active in changing your circumstances. So, you know, this episode was a little bit of tough love, you know, but inshallah, it helped you out, because having good friends, again, I will say this again, having good friends is so crucial, because they can make or break your deen. Okay, remember the hadith that I mentioned at the beginning, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person is on the religion of their friends. So be careful. Be very, very careful who your close friends are, who your friends are. Okay. Make sure that your inner circle of friends, the friends that you spend the most time around, those people are good. Okay. Please, please make sure that those friends are good. Okay. So I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. I know it's been a while, but alhamdulillah, we're back. And actually, given that Ramadan is coming up pretty quickly, you know, inshallah, it's going to be here very, very soon, I wanted to do a little special something for you guys. So, because we know that we should be starting habits that we want to carry into Ramadan before, I have put my gratitude journal on sale for 50 cents on my Etsy. Okay, and this deal is only available for 1 week. So if you've been eyeing my gratitude journal on my Etsy page, now is the time to go and snag your copy. Okay, because this sale is only on for a week. Okay, and since I've been consistently gratitude journaling, it's just a nice time to reflect and you reconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself, hey, okay, What have I learned over this past day? What are the things I can be grateful for in this moment? And, you know, typically you don't think about it because there's so many things we take for granted. But when you start being grateful, you see how truly blessed you are. Like, you can't even imagine really how blessed you are, right? But you can take a couple steps towards that. And then gratitude, again, is a huge way for you to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you'd like to grab the gratitude journal, the link will be in the show notes. Or you can go to buyfatimasabr.etsy.com and get yours there. If you'd like to support me, you can also buy whatever else on my Etsy page. I promise it's very aesthetic and beautiful, because I definitely get it. Sometimes it is hard to find aesthetic notes or planners that fit, you know, the beauty standard that you have for them. So you definitely go and check those out. I really appreciate it. It helps support me. If you'd like to support me in another way, I'd love for you to rate and review this podcast. And also, actually, I have been wanting to, you know, try to bring this community together more closely, right? And I found out that Geneva, which is a group chat that I had initially started, isn't available in some countries. So if you have any recommendations for apps that we can use, or we can add people from all over the world, I know WhatsApp is one, but I'm not a huge fan of WhatsApp. But if you have any recommendations, definitely leave it in the Q&A box of my, on the Spotify version of this episode. And if you ever have questions, podcast ideas, definitely feel free to reach out to me via Instagram, DM me there, or message me at my email, which is yourmuslimgirlpodcast@gmail.com. And also, be sure to contribute to the Book for Palestine, because that is an ongoing not-for-profit initiative. I've gotten questions where people are asking, oh, am I able to compensate for this? Unfortunately, as of right now, I'm not really in a position to compensate anybody monetarily through that, and it is a not-for-profit project. But inshallah, if you are a Palestinian, you know, artist, or even if you're not, if you have stories, poems, reflections, things like that that you'd like to share and you'd like to contribute to help raise awareness and to, you know, just amplify the cause, please, please do reach out to me. The best way to do that is probably going to be through my email. And if you know of anybody who would be interested, please reach out to them or leave their Instagram handle or their email in the Q&A version of this Spotify question box. Yeah, so that is all for this week. I know a couple of housekeeping things, but I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. And I will see you next week, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.